And our theme, Musicians Come and Play by Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here. Program number 337 in that continuing series here on KASM. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2. 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. You bet. We're coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 63 degrees and looks like the sun wanting to peek through right now, getting a little bit on the lighter side out there. Just was outside and the rain has stopped and it seems to be drying up a little bit. So nice day so far. Well, like I said, we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in right now and say good morning to Mr. Bob Schroepfer. Bob, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just great, Cy.
And where are we visiting with you? You at your home, Bob?
I'm at my home in Apple Valley, Minnesota, about 10 minutes south of the Mall of America.
Perfect.
Which is now open, from what I understand.
Perfect, perfect. And how have you been doing with all of this COVID-19 situation and everything?
Well, we've been hunkering down. We're still married.
Uh-huh. That's a good thing.
But it's an experience every 100 years, I guess.
Yeah, isn't that true? I mean, as old as we are, who would have ever thought, man, you know, and we're going to talk about playing with the Whoopi John Orchestra, and that's, what, 40, 50 years ago? And who would have thought back then that you'd ever see something of this in your lifetime, huh?
Never, never.
Yes, yes. Well, Bob, born and raised where?
Well, if I could just take a moment before that, being Memorial Day weekend here.
Yeah.
I'd like to pay tribute to my best friend, trumpet player Harry Reiner.
Okay.
Age 92, served in Pacific in the Navy, and he comes from New Ulm, Minnesota, originally.
Mm-hmm.
The point that I want to make here, he does military funerals with an honor guard here in the metro area. He has done over 2,000 funerals.
My goodness.
He does not only taps, but he plays the military songs, plus any tunes that the family asks for.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, I tear up a little over this.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets requests of all things once in a while to play a polka. And he comes from New Ulm, as I said, started same as I did, although he played with Whoopi John's brother, Eddie Wilford.
Okay.
When he was in high school.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you know, rightfully so. I mean, I think you almost have to be a military person or really attached to somebody to understand the emotion that is involved. But, you know, these veterans, have given their lives for our freedom. And boy, I sometimes think we don't take it serious enough. We maybe don't say thank you enough, huh?
Yep, you got that right.
And that's the purpose of weekends like this, like Memorial Day weekend. We do want to say thank you. And there's not just the one that you mentioned, but there's so many, many veterans. And, well, there's so many out there in the cemeteries. And this is the weekend when people put flags out and pay respect, put flowers out, and visit the graves. So that's what we do, right?
Right.
All right.
Okay, so where were we?
Well, we were going to find out where you were born and raised.
Okay. I was born and raised in Sleepy Eye, Minnesota. It was 14 miles west of New Ulm.
Okay.
And which, you know, was the polka capital of the nation. They had over 20 bands working full-time out of New Ulm when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Even at age 10, 12 years old or so, they used to have dance band posters in all the bars of upcoming events. And so when the event was over, I'd go around and collect these things. I had my bedroom wallpapered with dance band posters. These people were my heroes, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to play clarinet, and I'd listen to these, you know, bands on the radio. A station in New Ulm would have at noon called Dinner Bell Time.
Oh, yes.
And they would have local bands, but also I would listen to one out of Yankton, South Dakota, WNAX, Johnny Matuska. I don't know why I remember that. Anyway, I wanted to play clarinet, and I had braces on my teeth. And my mother, being a piano teacher, said, well, take piano lessons, and then when the braces come off, you'll be able to read music and you'll excel. You'll, you know, much better than just starting from scratch playing clarinet. But she said, she was a piano teacher. She said, I won't teach you at all. I'll send you down to the nuns, which happened. And just at the point that I was getting pretty good on piano, and like a dummy, the minute the braces came off, the piano music went in the piano bench, and I started taking clarinet lessons. Band director, I went to St. Mary's School in Sleepy Eye, was Stanley Meidel from New Ulm. And his uncle, in fact, was Harry Reiner's trumpet teacher, of all things. And so I took from him and joined the high school band, obviously, and got first chair. Not that that meant much, because the band wasn't much of anything, as I remember.
Uh-huh.
And he kept sending notes home to my folks that I was disruptive because I was always embellishing and playing other things than what was written. So my folks sent me down to New Ulm to take lessons from a band director at the public school called Jack Strang. And I swear, if it hadn't been for that guy, I would have never passed the audition for the Navy School of Music, which I'll get into. Anyway, I was I was 15 years old, and I got a call from a band in New Ulm they were looking for a sax player. So my mother got my dad's old tenor out and showed me the fingerings on it, and I worked hard for all week long and went on the job. It was a wedding dance in Paulina, Iowa. The name of the band was called the Skinny Dutchman, and I remember all the guys in the band, too. The other sax player you've had on, Myron Wolf,
who's
one of the Hoorai Kings, I guess, locally now. Ben Seifert and a guy named Schwartz played trumpet. Leroy Floor played concertina, and Don Frank on drums. Doug Current played bass horn. Well, Leroy was quite a character, and we're going in a traveling the station wagon, pulling a trailer, and I'm back in the jump seat of this station wagon, and Leroy turns around and says, yeah, Bobby, this is your first job, right? And I said, yeah. And he says, are you nervous? And I was shaking like a leaf that day. He says, don't worry, Bobby. He said, if you make a mistake, just make happy. The people will never know the difference. I've been making happy ever since.
There you go. Oh, that's wonderful. Now, is Leroy Flores still living yet?
I think he passed away. I do talk to Myron occasionally.
Okay, yeah.
And I think that he did share that Leroy had passed away.
Okay. I know Myron has been having trouble with vision, his eyesight.
Yeah.
A wonderful fellow. I got to work with him on that Lester Shift recording. And so, he's a great musician. Any of the other guys still remaining yet?
I think Ben Seifert is still alive.
Yeah, I met Ben last year at the Oktoberfest. Yeah, he's still going. That's right.
Okay. And I'm sure Don Frank, I know that Doug Current is dead. Doug came from Sleepy Eye.
Okay.
And I think that was the connection. He was playing with them, and it was because of Doug, I think, that I got the call to come down and played with the band, which obviously got my start in the music business.
You bet. So this was all in your high school years then that this was happening?
Yeah. I was 15 when I started with playing.
Okay.
With that band, and I didn't play all the jobs, if I remember right. I think I was more or less a fill-in guy at that time.
Sure.
But it was after that I graduated from high school, obviously, and joined the Navy.
Okay.
And I was talking to the Navy recruiter in Mankato, and he said, it was me and one of my friends, and he says, any of you guys play a horn? And I says, well, I play clarinet and sax. And he says, well, you might want to try out for the Navy School of Music then, be a Navy musician. And, that sounded all right to me.
You bet.
So he sent me down to Great Lakes for the audition. And I swear I would have never passed that audition if it hadn't been for Jack Strang, a teacher from New Ulm.
Mm-hmm.
There were three of us. There was a trumpet player from Brainerd and a piano player from Brainerd. The piano player and I passed the audition. The trumpet player did not, so he went home. He elected not to join the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Went through boot camp. They guaranteed me music school. Once I got there, it was up to me to graduate, and that which was in Washington, D.C., and that was an experience and a half. I couldn't believe the caliber of musicians that these young kids or kids my age, you know, from the East Coast were. The best, you know, my experience was with a polka band.
Yeah.
Whoopee.
Yeah, that's right.
But I got to say one thing about that, though. When I was with the Skinny Dutchman, we were playing, and where this was at, I don't know, but there was another band on the other end. It was a small town, apparently, and there was another band playing on the other end of town, which was, for better lack of better terminology, a new time band. And they came down to hear us when they took a break. They didn't have anybody, and our place was packed. And they said, geez, don't understand what you guys are doing, but it must be good with all the people you got here.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, one of the things that happened at music school, being a little homesick for polkas, there was a group of us from Wisconsin and also Minnesota. We'd get together and just jam polkas and at Navy School of Music in Washington, D.C. Well, they must have, the echelon must have liked what we heard. They'd send us out every so often with to play for parties and picnics and things like that, trying to promote, you know, Navy music. We called ourselves the Jolly White Hats, and they ran at that time a 78 RPM record of us at the studio at the school, and it was a bit scratched, but I still had the things. I took it down and got a CD made of the things, so I would have something. And a couple of guys are still alive that were in that one. It was Jerry Nyberg. He's from Eau Claire, right outside of Eau Claire. He played bass line, so I sent that to him, and trumpet player from Eau Claire also got one. But it's a keepsake and brings back a lot of memories for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we'll come back with you after we read our ad for sponsor to St. Joe Meat Market. We'll come back with you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Okay. Sure.
All righty. So, Cy here with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market. The brat of the week this week is a good one. It's our smoked cheesy potato brats. The smoked cheesy potato brats, a unique flavor that has you coming back for seconds and thirds. It starts with a nice blend of lean pork and beef seasoned with our German-style seasoning and generous amounts of real potatoes and cheddar cheese. It's a great brat for in the frying pan, in the oven, or off the grill in a bun. This week, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. The St. Joe Meat Market has several new flavored brats for you to try. The latest new flavors are the Badger brats, the Wisconsin-style brats, the black and blue brats with blue cheese added, and our fresh artichoke and spinach with feta cheese brats. All of them are very good. Give them a try and see which one is your favorite. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Bob, for being our guest on the show, and I know you've been here before, we put up that package and send it off to you, hoping that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How is that for you?
Wonderful. Looking forward to it.
Well, good. And there's folks with you yet? Your wife is with you yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been married 52 years.
52.
She's hanging in there with me, and I've got we've got a beautiful daughter. I have a wonderful son-in-law and three grandsons.
Oh, my goodness. And your wife's name is?
Fran.
Fran, okay.
And she comes from Michigan. I had nobody from Minnesota would have me, I guess.
Oh,
I don't
know. Okay.
Oh, by the way, talking about marriages, my best friend Harry, he had to come up to your area to find his wife, Henrietta Fowl, who hailed from Shreveport.
Oh, yeah. Neat. Very, very good. Well, good. Well, you were talking about the naval experience. How did you get to the Whoopi John Band from all of that then?
Okay. Well, Navy, I ended up in a show band, 16-piece dance band. We traveled with the Admiral. But when I got out of service, I came back to Minnesota, and my folks, being from Sleepy Eyes, stayed with them. I wanted to play for a living, and so to make gas money, I'd fill in with bands out in Guam, Guy DeLeo, Clem Brawl, Spike Haskell out of Mankato, who made my cover for my saxophone case, of all things. And I got a call from Whoopi John. They were looking for a sax player. The band, I didn't really want to go back to playing polkas, but I wanted to play, and this was full-time. The band was supposed to be going out to California to do a movie, and I thought, wow, yeah, that's for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was probably the last guy that Whoopi John himself hired. It was 1960 in fall that I went on the band, and John died a year in 1961, and last time we were on, you asked me how old he was, mm-hmm. and I could not remember, but I looked it up, so I'd be ready for you this time.
Okay.
He was 68 years old only.
When oh,
he
really?
Away.
My goodness.
And so the band, we were on the road, you know, six nights a week. It was quite an experience. We had Whoopi had a contract, Decca Records. We'd do one LP a year, which was done in Lent. Typically, the ballrooms all shut down at that time. And I'll share that it was back in the 50s, I think, for national sales for Decca Records. Number one was Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the Andrews Sisters. And number three was Whoopi John, which gives
goodness.
You a little idea of the pulling power of that band.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful band. The musicians were just outstanding. There's five of us of that band still alive.
Okay.
Which would be Ron Natterney, who played lead trumpet. He's from Omaha.
Yep.
And Jerry Strack from Wisconsin played second. Jerry Cadillac from Silver Lake was on sax.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still alive, obviously.
Yep.
Accordion player Roger Schultz.
Yep.
Is in Florida now, and
okay.
So there's five of us that are still alive.
Okay.
Never was a band like that. Never will be another band like that. The library was just it wasn't for the meek and mild for sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
The clarinet work was 5-6 sharps. And one thing I'd like to bring up here was the recordings. We were on the road, as I said, 6 months a week. You'd think we'd be woodshedding what we're going to do on the LP. But no, we would get to the studio, and the arranger, Red McLeod, would be there, and he'd hand out the music that we're going to be recording. So,
oh, my.
So,
sight reading it on spot, huh?
Yep, that was it. And if there was a mistake made, it wasn't dubbed in like they can do today.
Yeah.
We went back to the beginning and redid the song.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. And I can't remember what it is. I've still got the tape from my big mistake. They cut it and presented it to me, and we had to play the thing over again.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, golly.
I think it was the saxophone shoddy ship, I remember right.
I've got that one part of what I'm going to be playing here in the next segment here, so likely you might have been part of that recording then.
Yeah, I'm sure I was.
Yeah.
Golden Favorites album is
okay.
What it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, neat. Do you ever wake up, Bob, and kind of pinch yourself and say, did this really happen to me? I mean, to think that you were part of a band like Whoopi John. I know even myself, having played with the bands that I did, it's not going to happen again. I mean, a lot of the folks that I played with are deceased too, that not able to play. They're either of age or gone. And, the venues aren't there to play in. So it's a time in our life where we had the experience, but it's not going to happen again. And as long as we keep our minds that we can still remember, we've got that. I mean, it's just...
It was a wonderful time. And one thing with the Whoopi John band, anyway, it was never a band like that with the personnel. It was a brotherhood.
Yeah.
Like the band from the 50s, the singing trio was Roy Boyle, who played tenor. Curly Carrolls was on third alto, and Jimmy Leverett was playing lead. They all became friends of mine.
Okay.
Curly, he was playing in his 90s yet.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was just a couple of years ago that Curly passed away.
Okay.
One of the funny things was they would tell about every so often you'd get somebody coming up wondering, well, what kind of money do you make? And so, when Roy was on the band, they would say, well, this much we can tell you. Roy gets $10 more because he washes the bus, and Roy was on his crutches.
Yeah. Oh, good golly. last night we watched the Lawrence Welk show. We watched that every week. And Dick Dale was kind of the host last night. And I know Dick is not with us anymore, but he played with the Six Fat Dutchmen back in those same years. Did you know Dick?
Yes, he did. Yeah. No, I didn't know him, but from the Lawrence Welk band, Jule Herman played with them. The very first champagne lady was Lois Best, who was Jule's married, and they left the band, Welk and started their own band in Chicago, and then they came to the cities, and I spent 6 years on that band.
Okay. Really neat. Yeah.
It was what they called a sweet band. I mean, it was Lawrence Welk styled, and when Welk would come through here, he would stay with Jules and Lois.
Oh, really?
I never met him personally, but he was there.
Okay. Was there a lot of competition in those years between the bands? I mean, you were of the caliber of like a Lawrence Welk band. I mean, Lawrence went on to be a big TV, celebrity and so on.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure you and the Whoopi John band, the Six Fat Dutchman band, you were all touring bands, traveling bands, must have known one another. I'm sure that Whoopi and Harold Laufenbacher and all those guys must have had an eye on what the other ones were doing. And obviously there was a lot of musicians that went back and forth. You had a guy by the name of Johnny Schultz that eventually wound up with the Six Fat Dutchman. And so...
Yeah, now Johnny was on the band, obviously, before I was.
Uh-huh.
But, there was some competition, I imagine. I was never in on the booking end, of this. One thing I will share, when John died, as I said, I was on the band a year, and I stayed another year before I left. But after he died, they would bring boxes on the bus that we would go through as when we were going down the highway, and we would find uncashed checks, from ballrooms and stuff. I don't know how much of that money they were ever able to recover, but it was just boxes and boxes of stuff that, through the years John had saved.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And... do you know, how he started out, Whoopi John started out as a one-man band, just the concertina player way back in New Ulm. And how did he get to be so famous? And was he an educated man, or how did he just have luck, or how did he get to be as good as he was?
Well, from what I understand, he was a one-man band, and then... from some of the old pictures, him and his cousins and his brother, Eddie Wilford, had a group. Then he also had, my dad played with him, with Whoopi, way back when he was out of New Ulm, and a family by the name of Huffmeisters from Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my dad and the Huffmeisters that convinced John that if he was going to do anything in the music business, he had to have music. He had to have arrangements, which my dad did a lot of writing and arranging for him at that time. And then John decided that if he was going to go anywhere, he would move the band to St. Paul. And
okay.
It was at that point that my dad, I often wonder if my dad had moved to St. Paul, what would have happened? I probably wouldn't have been born. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he elected to stay out in Sleepy Eye, and he was a barber and married my mother, and here I am.
Uh-huh.
But a couple of the Huffmeisters did move to St. Paul, and were on the band for a number of years with John.
Okay. Very good.
And John knew what he wanted. He had, I think, an internal vision. He knew a sound that he wanted.
Okay.
And he insisted on that. He wanted nothing but the best musicians. Not that I'm waving a flag or anything, but they were. The whole band was. Curly did share with me one time that John thought that he'd better fine-tune the clarinet section. So he brought the principal clarinetist from the symphony in for a rehearsal with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy looked at him, because, the phrasing and everything for old-time music is unique.
Yeah.
And it's something that all of us that were born and raised with it, it's internal. We have
it. Yep.
You can hear right away if a band is trying to play a polka and they don't have the internal phrasing or anything. Yeah, you hear it right away. And the guy just shook his head and left.
Oh, goodness. I should tell the folks just joining us, we're visiting with Bob Schropfer out of Apple Valley, Minnesota, longtime clarinet and sax player. How many years did you do with the Whoopi John Band?
2 years.
Two years you were with them.
I left in fall. I went in fall of 61. I stayed 2 years, And I went with Joel Sherman for, I was on that band for 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your favorite Whoopi John recording or songs, what when they called a chart up, what was the one that you looked for?
Any of the Lendlers I like.
You did.
There's always been a lot of discussion about exactly what is the Lendler. So I called Slivers Devons from New Orleans. He did a lot of arranging for the Dutchman band and everything. I said, Slivers, I said, can you tell me what the difference is between a Lendler and a waltz? And he says, yes, I can, Bob. He says, a Lendler is a poor excuse for a waltz.
Oh, I've never heard that one before. Oh, that's great.
I guess that was a little New Alm humor.
Uh-huh. Well, Bob, before this pandemic hit, you were still active, still playing yet, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And obviously all the jobs got canceled.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the bands are gone, you know, and it's... I'm working with, when the phone rings, three or four pieces, and that's about it.
Okay.
With the exception of, I usually get down to Florida in February, and as I said, my best friend, Harry Reiner, he runs a larger band called Island Jazz on Sanibel Island, and I'm fortunate enough to spend a few gigs with those guys down
there.
I'm playing, you know, one or two nights a week with... If the phone rings, you know, and it's still ringing.
Well, that's great.
Hopefully we'll get back to it. I don't know how dancing as us older folks would, how that's going to survive.
Yeah.
I in retrospect here, maybe these kids were onto something, standing 10 foot apart, jumping around instead of holding each other when they dance.
Yeah. I think that's the same thing that Ron Nathorny told us here a couple of weeks ago, that thought the younger generation probably knew something that we didn't know back then when they started dancing apart.
Yeah.
Oh, golly. Yeah. Before we let you go, Bob, couple things we want to ask. And now the name of the band that you're currently, it's your band. It's called the Bob.
No, it's not my band. We're all friends.
Okay.
It's called Top Three.
Top Three. Okay.
Yeah, just keyboard player does vocals, you know, sax and drums.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Did you have a band, though, that you called the Bob Shrupford Trio or something?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then
I booked a few jobs once in a while, but never had a band myself.
Oh, okay. Then I was mistaken. I was thinking
I'm
that...
I'm more of a sideman than a leader.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, very good. For folks that, you know, they're always curious, I mean, we talk about concertina players, what brand concertina they play. What are your horns? Are you a Selmer or a Bundy or what?
I've got a Selmer Mark VI.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I bought that when I was in the Navy right at the Selmer factory in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Brought it in as a Navy horn, so I shouldn't admit this probably. Didn't pay Selmer any money for it. I'd hate to... at that time, those horns were going for $2,000.
Oh, my goodness.
I had an AWOL bag full of French francs to buy it, which amounted to $300.
Okay.
And I still have the horn.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
You bet. And the clarinet?
At that time I had a Buffet clarinet. I'm not doing that much clarinet work anymore. Somehow clarinets seem to have gone sidelined somewhere along the line. It's all saxes now or guitars.
Yeah.
When I joined, came to the cities here, Union Book had like three guitar players and 10 pages of accordion players. Now it's reversed.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Well, very good. Well, we sure hope that this virus thing gets solved and gets under control and we can get back to some sort of normalcy and probably get you playing again. And are you still practicing every day, still keeping in shape somewhat?
Not every day, but I pick it up every so often so I can remember which end to blow in.
Yeah, there you go. Well, very good. Well, there's so much more. I mean, we could just go on and on. It is so fun visiting with you and fellows like Ron. We had Ron Nadherny on a while back. Don Burkhardt, did you get to work with Don, too, with the Bobby John Band?
Donnie, he replaced when Ron left.
Okay.
Don came on. So I think we were together maybe 9 months.
Okay. So, yeah.
And I left and Don stayed.
Yeah. Some great fellows. And I can see where you had a great camaraderie with folks like that, because your heart has to be in it, I think, when you do something this. Did you do anything else for an occupation then through the years, Bob?
Yeah, when I got married, I had to get a respectable job.
Okay.
And my wife knew I'd always play, and I just promised her I wouldn't go on the road anymore. I managed three retail stores for a while and went to work for Sears selling home improvements and outside sales. Never worked in a store. I spent my time in people's homes. And then I did retire from there, but got tired of sitting around, liked to drive. So I took a job driving a bus transporting mentally challenged adults.
Okay.
And obviously they're closed right now, and it's questionable whether they will ever open again. So right now I'm just hoping and praying that what little music business is left will come back.
Absolutely. You bet. And you mentioned grandchildren. Any music in any of them?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay.
That kind of breaks my heart a bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's right. And there again, without opening another whole conversation, but it just seems like you telling your story, we were from a different era or something. I mean, you had it in your heart that you wanted to be a musician and player. This younger generation, not so much, huh?
Well, I really don't know. I can understand the music of the Beatles and Presley. I understand all that, but some of the current stuff, I just don't understand it. And if you ask a kid now, what makes that song better than the last one, they can't tell you.
No.
And so how would I know if they don't know?
Yeah, and for those of us that appreciate the polka music, the old-time music, I've been with a number of musicians that really understand the music. And some of these waltzes and, you know, especially the when it comes to the nationality type, the Bohemians, these are ballads of, they tell stories. The music tells a story of, you know, a young couple in love or whatever. I mean, you mentioned like the Midnight Waltz or some of these different waltzes and things. They are of real life stories, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's right.
And,
that's right. Well, like the Whoopi John's theme song, Rican Waltz.
Yeah.
That he remembered his mother reading the history. His mother would sing that when he was just a little kid.
Okay.
And that's where he picked it up with his concertina, and it ended up being using it as his theme song.
Oh, yes. Great, great stories. Bob, our time has run out. We really want to thank you for taking the opportunity to join us on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I told you the last time, the good Lord is willing. You and I are here. We'll do this thing again. And
I'd love it. I'd love it.
Yeah.
I appreciate you having me.
And give your wife a special hug from us, because when I called you first to do the show, you said, oh, we did this once before. What are we going to talk about? And here, my goodness, we've been rambling on for a good 40 minutes, 45 minutes, and we still haven't tapped the tip of the iceberg, I think, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Sometimes I get going, I can't shut up, I guess.
Well, me neither, and that's a good thing. Bob, you know, till we talk to you again next time, have yourself a safe and good time, and we'll see you down the road.
Stay safe yourself there, Si.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Keep that radio program going. We need the polkas.
All righty. So there he goes, Mr. Bob Schroepfer, our 337th guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Whoopi John Orchestra in just moments. Razavian is out of town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 337th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Bob Schropfer out of Apple Valley, Minnesota, our 337th guest there, and what a great person he is. I've met Bob. He's been up to the store to see me in person, and just a perfect gentleman. And, you know, these people are so special where they lived in that area, in that era, where they lived and breathed this music, and it's very evident with Bob. Funny footnote, I was looking for a guest here a while back, and so I had Bob's number in my phone yet, so I thought, oh, I'll give Bob a call, and we'll do another show on the Whoopi John Band. And Bob says, I don't think so. He said, I did one, and he said, what would we ever talk about? Well, it wasn't but about a week or 2 weeks later, and he calls me and says, Cy, did you ever get somebody for that week? And I said, yes, I did. Well, he said, if you ever run into a bind, call me, because my wife gave me the third degree. He says, why you don't do another show? There's lots you can talk about. So he took his whooping, and he said, let's do one in May. And I said, absolutely. So here he was, Mr. Bob Schropfer, and what a great guest. So without further ado, we're going to get into the music of the Whoopi John Orchestra. Here's one called the Peanut Polka, Whoopi John. Thank you. Whoopi John and the Orchestra with one called the Peanut Polka. And boy, they had a snap to that band back in those years. Just a great sounding band. As we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Have you got yourself a Hustler yet? Well, you're missing the boat if you don't. I had the opportunity to climb on my Hustler a couple of times this week, cut the lawn out there at our house, and I just marvel at what a great job that Hustler does cutting that lawn. It's I've got two of them. I've got a little Raptor, and I've got a Super Z, and get on that Super Z with the suspension ride seat, about a 60-inch deck on there, and boy, you can cut grass. It's a machine desired to have, you bet. Now, Kevin has all sorts of these brand-new Hustlers on hand, and there's one there with your name on probably as well. So take a drive out to Kevin's Countryside. Nice drive out into the country, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe, County Road 3. Look for Kevin's sign in the ditch there. It says Kevin's Countryside. Nice big yard for you to try those mowers out. He remodeled the dairy barn some years ago and put an overhead door in there. And it's really nice in there. He can get, probably 22, 24 mowers in there. Depends on if he puts all small ones in there or if he puts the big ones in there. But, yeah, you get a chance to look them over, nice and shiny, brand new. And then you decide, you want to try this one out. He'll pop that overhead door open, and out you go, and get to buzz around the lawn. He'll let you cut his whole lawn. And that's pretty much what it took for me that time to make up my mind. Kevin says, why don't you take one home? Try it outside. And I did. And from that moment, I knew I wasn't going to bring that one back. That one was staying at my place. And so that's how I got my first Hustler. Now, Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available. There's options like baggers and mulchers, thatchers, and all sorts of equipment. That suspension ride seat, lights that we got on our mower. So check out that. Kevin does repair work, so he can replace your belts and hoses, lubricants, sharpen your blades. He can do it all. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Once again, that's 320-363-7459. Kevin accepts trades, so if you've got one there, it's getting a little weak, getting a little tired, bring her out to Kevin. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. And if nothing else, just stop in at Kevin's and pick up one of those nice Hustler zero-turn mower brochures, a thick book, a nice catalog, and shows you all the different models that are available. All the specs and details are in there. Beautiful pictures, so yeah, you'll enjoy looking through those. Kevin has lots of those on hand, so stop on by and visit with Kevin. Nice, nice fellow. You'll enjoy visiting with Kevin. You'll be happy you stopped in and visited with him. Kevin's Countryside, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of Whoopi John and his orchestra, here's one that was big for Whoopi John back in the days, one called Shotzi.
Thank you.
Whoopi John and the band with one called the Shotzi. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 65 our temperature here in Albany. Here's the one I think Bob was talking about, one called the Clarinet Shottish. Whoopi John and the band. The Whoopi John Orchestra, one called the Clarinet Shottish. Here's a great old-time polka by the Whoopi John Orchestra, one called the Chicken Polka. Whoopi John Orchestra, one called the Chicken Polka. Whoopi John also played the modern and, big band style music. And here's one that was a real favorite of Lawrence Welk. Whoopi John's version, one called Bubbles in the Wine. Thank you. Whoopi John and the orchestra, one called Bubbles in the Wine. Yes, great, great arrangement there. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, that is always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdoc. And yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family, make memories with them whenever they are released to be back on the road. Yes, indeed. It's been tough on a lot of businesses, and the traveling business, no exception. Everybody's been grounded, and a lot of trips have been canceled, and sadly canceled because, boy, Laverne, they've been doing it for some 35 years plus now out of Little Falls, and a great, great traveling agency, and they're looking forward to when they can get back on the road and host these trips once again. So the later part of the year, there's still trips to be taken if things clear up, and yeah, you'll want to check those out. Laverne maintains a very nice website, so you can find out information on their website, www.laverne'stravel.com. Two phone numbers for you to call, 320-237-4856. That's the local number. And if you're calling out of the area toll-free, it's 1-800-840-9211. Laverne and Kim, they'd love to hear from you. So, yeah, they're social distancing, staying safe right now, but looking forward to the days when they can climb back on the bus and entertain all the good folks that they've made friends with throughout the years. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues right now with Whoopi John and his orchestra. And yeah, one thing that Whoopi did was a lot of great schottisches. And so here's another one. This one's called the Dutch Stomp Schottisch. Whoopi John and the orchestra. Oh, yes, Whoopi John and the orchestra. Great rendition there of the Dutch Stomp Schottisch. Here's a pretty polka tune, one called the Red Wing, Whoopi John. ¶¶ Whoopi John and his orchestra, the Red Wing Polka. Beautiful job there by Whoopi John and the orchestra. Here's a pretty waltz tune, one called Somewhere, My Love. Whoopi John and the orchestra, one called Somewhere, My Love. 8 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, we have a temperature reading of 67 degrees now here in central Minnesota. Sun's breaking through those clouds. Beautiful day in the making. Yeah, as a kid growing up, I remember listening to Albany, and usually at 12 o'clock back in the days, Clyde would be working the shift here, and first 15 minutes at 12 o'clock would be the Gil Stiles Orchestra and his show. And then the next 15 minutes would be the Whoopi John music and that was usually sponsored by the Riverside Coliseum or one of those businesses back in the days. Here's one of the songs that I remember hearing back then, and it's still got it ingrained in my memory. One called In Heaven There Is No Beer. We'll be right back. Whoopi John and his orchestra. Yes, there's only one Whoopi John. And boy, what a great job they did. Here's a great waltz tune, one called the Angler's Waltz. The Whoopi John Orchestra with one called the Angler's Waltz. Minute before the hour, 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our Whoopi John show here, our musical treat for dancing feet. And yeah, I could go on and on. Really, really thoroughly enjoy the music of Whoopi John and, well, a lot of polka bands. It's great stuff, and just I get so wound up, my feet just start pumping and feel like dancing, and yeah. So really, really good. So Bob, during the interview, mentioned the theme song, Whoopi John's theme song. Here it is for you, the American Waltz. Thank you. The Whoopi John Orchestra, their theme song, The Mohican Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 2 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock, we have a temperature reading of 68 degrees here in central Minnesota.